Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City. Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Once again this year, Christmas Advent has begun, bringing color and cheer to Fukuoka's winter. Now in its 12th year, the event has welcomed approximately 12 million visitors in total so far. Boasting the highest number of visitors of any Christmas event in Japan, it's loved by many as a Christmas to enjoy with all five senses, combining light, music, and art. Until Christmas Day, various venues will be filled with dazzling illuminations, festive food, seasonal music, and stage performances. A full lineup of holiday experiences again this year for everyone to enjoy. The main venues include the JR Hakata Station Plaza, Kihinkanmai Plaza, Tenjin Central Park, Fukuoka City Hall West Side Furiai Plaza, and Fukuoka Daimyo Garden City. From Hakata through Nakasu to Tenjin, the city is transformed into a glowing ribbon of lights, featuring a variety of illuminations and Christmas markets. At each venue, you'll find hut or wooden stalls selling hot wine, hot chocolate, and authentic European Christmas goods. The limited edition mugs, unique to each location and popular enough to sell out every year, are cherished collectibles for many fans. If you're hoping to get one, don't wait too long. In addition, there are live music stages and hands-on workshops that people of all ages can enjoy, perfect for the whole family to go out for a great evening. Also happening during this season is the Fukuoka Classical Music Festival, running from November 20th to December 21st. This event will be held at Christmas Advent venues, as well as concert halls throughout the city. It offers rare opportunities to hear live performances and vocals by world-renowned musicians and top artists, so don't miss it. During this festive season, Fukuoka becomes a city to enjoy on foot, a Christmas city full of delight. Take in the illuminations, enjoy music and gourmet treats, and make the most of Christmas in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. From November 9th to November 15th, it's Autumn Fire Prevention Week. From autumn to winter, the air becomes dry and the risk of fires increases. Last year in Fukuoka City, there were 279 fires and the main causes were cigarettes, gas stoves, and electrical appliances. Cigarettes are a major fire hazard, so never smoke in bed, do not let cigarette butts pile up, and always extinguish cigarette fires completely by soaking them in water. And in this season, extra caution is needed with gas stoves. As the weather gets colder, people tend to cook more hot pot dishes using stoves, so be sure never to leave the stove unattended while in use. Dust buildup around electrical outlets and damaged cords can also cause fires, so be sure to clean around outlets regularly. Make sure to get behind televisions, refrigerators, and other places that are usually hidden. And also check that electrical cords are not being crushed under furniture. Electronic devices that use lithium-ion batteries, such as smartphones or mobile batteries, may catch fire if they're dropped or subjected to a strong impact. If the battery is swollen or becomes unusually hot during charging, do not use it, as there is a risk of fire. When disposing of such items, take them to collection boxes at public facilities or electronic stores. Let's all take care to prevent fires in our daily lives. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.